This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you so much for joining us today. We got a special show today. We're going to be covering life after divorce. We've been getting emails all summer long. We've been talking about legal divorce and separation and custody. And we've been getting a lot of questions about divorce. We're going to get right into that in a second. But holiday season is coming up. We got Thanksgiving a couple of weeks away. I hope you're gearing up for that. And if you have not yet partnered with Father Matters, would you please consider becoming a Father Matters partner? The Father Matters Show is listener supported, and all Father Matters programs and services are free to the community because of your generous donations. For more information about donating to Father Matters, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. This is the time of the year when giving goes down a little bit, but the needs continue to go up. We really need your financial support so we can help families make it through the winter, make it through the holiday seasons, diaper bag programs, our cell phone programs, the parenting classes, the mentoring, the coaching, our new services, which is the supervised parenting Center for Fathers. We are so excited about that. Log on to fathermatters.org to get an idea of some of the things that we're doing and gearing up for. But today, back to the show. When we first started the Father Matters Show back in August of 2014, Sharon Rhea was our third guest 2 years ago. This is how long she's been on this show. So busy running around. So glad to have her. But Sharon is going to talk about a deep topic, and it is life after divorce. She's going to share 7 surprising lessons learned. Sharon is the founder of The Whole Family. Is it The Whole Family Coaching or Whole Family Coaching and Mentoring?
The Whole Family Coaching, and I'm going to mentor too.
Yes, she is. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, Sharon. Welcome to back to the Father Matters Show.
Thank you, Vance. I'm so happy to be back.
Sharon, I tell you, divorce is tough with the holidays coming up. A lot of people are about to go through the holiday exchanges, pick up, drop off. It's a lot of heavy, it's emotional. You wrote a powerful, powerful article, Life After Divorce, 7 Surprising Lessons Learned. What are the 7 surprising lessons learned, and why the 7 surprising lessons?
You know, I have, let me just tell your listeners, I've walked the walk. I have been married for 21 years, and I've been divorced for about 10. I've been a coach for more than 5, and I have gone from very frustrating, angry, awful, annoying, all of those words, relationship with my former husband. And now in this place that we're in, we are excellent co-parenting.
Wow.
Our teenagers have grown up and they are young adults off and on their way. So I really know for sure that I have some awesome breadcrumbs to share with your listeners.
So I have a question. You went from, like you said, you went from the back and forth to now awesome co-parents. Fill in that gap. What did it take? That's what we hear. You can read books on how to be a great ex-spouse or a great co-parent, but a lot of people don't give us that meat that's in the middle. What was that process?
I have to give kudos to my former husband as well. He is enrolled in a program, Mankind Project, that has helped him on his own journey. So I can't always say we were willing partners to move through this, but we both came to the game, so to speak, with our own level of information. So for me, what I did, I found out very quickly that there were 2 people in this relationship. And everything that was wrong was not just him.
Say that one more time.
There were 2 people
Yes.
in this relationship, and everything that was wrong was not just him. That is a heavy-duty pill to swallow for a lot of people.
Yes.
And me included. Because I wanted to blame him for everything. I wanted to say, you're doing it wrong, I'm doing it right. And it came to a point where I had to turn the mirror on me. Mm-hmm. And that is the beginning of healing. As long as you keep your focus on trying to change someone else, trying to blame someone else, making them responsible for the happiness and the healing in your life, your journey's going to be long.
And hurting that other person, too.
Absolutely.
Some people have made a full-time career out of trying to hurt the other person.
Exactly. And that's futile. It puts your attention in a place that you have limited degree of success. And it puts your attention away from the places where it's valuable, which is for you and your children.
You know, and I had a friend one time tell me, you know, hurt people hurt people.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and when you're attacking the other person, you're coming up with things, you're making up things, or you're just making big deals out of little things. All that time, all that energy, all those resources, all that money can be going to your children.
And every day, your children are getting a little bit older and a little bit older.
And a little bit wiser.
A little bit wiser. And guaranteed, some point, they're going to see, oh, it wasn't just dad or mom. It was dad or mom as well.
How about that?
Okay. Now, they're going to love you beyond, but there is a place where you can switch that attention away from revenge and getting back with someone and just angry behavior towards life. Just as your children are ticking away their time, your time on this planet is ticking too.
Sharon, you know, I've been divorced. I'm remarried. You know my wife, Raina. We've been together 7 years now. And what I realized is if I would have stayed caught up in the anger or the hurt with my ex-wife from that marriage, the blessing I would have missed out on is my wife today.
Yes.
The blessing I would have missed out on is my health, the relationship that I have with other people. When I was going through this years and years ago, you know, a couple of friends didn't realize. They was like, man, why'd you give up the house? Or why are you not fighting for this or fighting for that? It's let it go.
And that's the hard part. Because in our society, Vance, we are attached to things.
There you go.
Rather than relationships.
Yes.
And there is a major shift in your brain that needs to happen in order for you to start healing from a divorce. And that means you shift from, I'm going to get you back for everything you did. I'm going to hold on to everything I have that will keep you stuck. As soon as you shift to, I want to live a life of joy. I want to live a life of peace.
Forgiveness.
Forgiveness. All of those attributes that bring you closer to your children and closer to decisions like you made.
Yes.
Where this just isn't right. It can't be right if we're so wrong for each other. And just by being wrong for each other doesn't mean you need to stay together. That's the beginning of this first surprising lesson. People say stay together for the kids. No, in my opinion and in my experience, staying together for the kids when you have a volatile relationship with your spouse creates a toxic environment for them to grow up in. They don't learn what a healthy relationship looks like. They don't learn about you because you're so filtered through anger, they can't even get to you.
When we're doing these workshops with the men, and I share with these men, I tell these guys, I say, if you have a daughter, raise your hand. They raise their hand proud. I'm talking in a room 40, 50 guys. And I say, fellas, listen to me. Your daughter will most likely grow up to marry the type of man that you are. Now, would you want your daughter to marry the type of man that you are? Hands drop. Then I say, if you have a son, not all hands, mm-hmm. okay? And then I say, if you have a son, raise your hand. They raise their hand. Your son will most likely grow up to be the same type of husband to his wife that you are to his mother.
Exactly.
Would you want your son to be the same type of husband to his spouse that you are to yours?
That is so valuable information for people to hear again and again and again and again. Because one of the things I talk about, Vance, is self-care. And that's the first surprising lesson.
Self-care is not selfish. In fact, it's necessary. These are your words.
Boom.
Break that down. Why? I mean, see, because I don't have time to take care of myself, Sharon, because I'm so angry at my spouse.
Exactly. What?
Really? Break that down.
You are with only one person 24/7 all the time. And that one person is you. But yet we give our attention, our focus, our energy to everybody else, and we forget about that one person. So it is necessary in order for you to have any kind of healthy life to pay attention to you. And here's something really interesting, Vance. If I had, this is an analogy, if I had five apples and you asked me for seven, I can't give you what I don't have.
Mm.
So if I don't have love in my heart for myself, if I don't have time for myself to be peaceful, if I don't have knowledge of who the heck I am for real, away from all this angry interaction with you, who am I really? What inspires me? Your children need to know you. And so spending time with yourself to uncover what are you really angry about and recognize it ain't just them. You had some part in that. That's a tough pill to swallow again, but it is valuable for you to understand who you are.
I like under this part in your article for self-care, you said the airlines got it right. Put your own oxygen mask on first. What do you mean by it? And Jeremy, I see you nodding over there in the booth. Jump in, my friend, because you know we've been getting these type of calls and emails about please jump in at any time.
I'm just nodding over here because everything she says is like, yeah, you know, it's that's just how it is. You have to have time for yourself. How can you expect to be wonderful and peaceful person if you're not feeling that yourself? I totally relate to that.
And that's why I love this part. The airlines got it right. Put your own oxygen mask on first. What do you mean by that, Sharon?
Okay, when I first heard that on an airplane a long time ago, I thought, they're crazy. I got to take care of my kid. But if I'm not there, if I'm it's suffocating or if I'm actually dead, how can I take care of my child? So I have to take care of myself first in order for me to be anything valuable for the people around me.
That is so powerful. And what we're going to do, we're going to go into the next step, which is take inventory of past events for information, not intimidation. But before we do, we're going to go to this commercial break. And look, share this show with some friends. Tell your friends to turn this show on right now. You're listening to The Father Matters Show with Vance Sims. And today's guest is Sharon Rhea from The Whole Family Coaching. We're going to hear more from Sharon after this. Father Matters proudly presents our supervised parenting center for fathers. The center is only for fathers and their children to provide supervised parenting and monitored exchanges. For more information, log on to fathermatters.org or call 602-774-3298. The purpose is to provide a protected setting for parent-child contact. Hours of operation, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Father Matters Supervised Parenting Center for Fathers. For more information, log on to fathermatters.org or call 602-774-3298. Hi, this is Vance Sims, host of The Father Matters Show. Would you consider partnering with us? Father Matters is a nonprofit ministry that's listener-supported and relies on donations and grants. All funds raised go directly to Father Matters mentoring programs for families, which means that your donation will help important projects that service children and families. For more information about partnering with us, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. Together, let's build stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. Welcome back to the Father Matters Show. We, Sharon Rhea and myself, Sharon, who is the founder of The Whole Family Coaching, we are talking about life after divorce. Sharon has seven surprising lessons learned. We're about to go into number two. But before we go into number two, mark your calendars for November 7, 14, and 21. These are Mondays from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. Sharon will be hosting a healing after divorce for parents and children. And before we go to number two, Sharon, this is what I really, really, really appreciate about you. You don't always just talk about things. Like, you have an awesome article, 7 Surprising Lessons Learned, but you have follow-up. You have work groups. You have ongoing. Unpack that a little bit. What's going on in November 7th, 14th, and 21st?
Okay. In Mesa here in Arizona, and you don't have to live in Mesa, they offer parenting classes for parents for free. They pay me, the vendor, so that I can come and deliver it for free. This particular one is a 3-session. Each Monday, you get to get some information, go home and practice it during the week, and come back the next Monday. And it's healing after divorce in 3 separate areas. The first week on the 7th, we're going to talk about healing yourself and your children. I've written a book, Children and Divorce, Parenting Tips to Help Your Family Cope and Adjust. And we're going to pretty much go through that book about the behaviors that your children will display in different age ranges and what you can specifically do as the parent to help them cope and adjust.
November 7th, 14th, and 21st. Author, what's the name of your book again?
Children and Divorce.
And at the end, we're going to tell you how we can get Sharon's book, how you can get in touch with Sharon, because she also provides coaching. She works with everyone. Her website, we're going to plug it all. But we're going to go to number two, 7 Surprising Lessons Learned, Life After Divorce. Number two is take inventory of past events for information, not intimidation.
Absolutely.
Please unpack that.
We go in the past all the time, and we live there as people and especially as divorced parents. You did this. You always did that. Every time, blah, blah, blah. And so when you do that, you keep yourself stuck in the past of all the things that didn't work. And so my suggestion is, yeah, go back and see. Now, remember, I'm going to keep saying this. 2 people were in this relationship. So 2 people had some behavior that caused you to get where you are right now. So when you go in the past, you're looking for information for yourself. Remember, we're on that airline where you're putting your oxygen mask on first. So how could I have done something different? How could I have lived differently? Now, my message of no judgment, just love is appropriate here because you don't want to judge what you did in the past. You had every information that you needed back then to do what you did. It's going forward that you want to bring that information for information, not to intimidate your former partner.
And we also need to realize, because I'll be the first to admit, when you know, my wife Raina, when Raina and I got married and got together over 7 years now, I found myself bringing some of those hurts, that luggage, that anger into this relationship. Raina had nothing to do with why or how I was feeling. That's why it's so important to get counseling, get coaching, get the books, be around healthy people, because we don't attract in life who we want. We attract in life who we are.
Exactly.
So don't get out of a bad divorce and step into a new bad marriage.
We do that because we don't take inventory of our own behavior. We just bring through, I don't want a guy like that. I don't want a girl like that. How about what you were?
That's right. And this is why it's so important to take inventory of your past events. And let's go to number three, because we're going to tell them at the end how they can get your whole article, where you wrote it, how they can, because we're not going to be able to cover everything, but we will at least hit these numbers. Focus on raising well-adjusted, confident, self-responsible, and happy kids. You can't do that if you're angry at that other spouse. You can't do that if you're plotting and planning and scheming to hurt the other spouse.
Exactly.
Unpack that, number three.
Your children are in the present most of the time. Their world is about what's happening right now. Your world, if you are still stuck in the past, you won't be able to see what their needs are if you're not available to them. And so think about what behaviors you've been modeling in the past. Has that taught your children that the way to respond to someone is to yell at them? Has the behavior that you've done taught your children that the way to interact with someone is to just curse at them?
Intimidate them.
And so you need to really look at your own behavior once again, so that in that moment when some little sweet child of yours comes and says, Mommy, you're not so distracted, or Daddy, I need you right now, you're not so distracted telling them, oh, later, I'm on the phone yelling at your former mom.
Yeah. Or Or if they need help with their homework because they can't get an answer right, you're now yelling at your child because you're angry at the other spouse.
And, Vance, you're absolutely right about that. And even the little clues that they're going to give you, because often children will say something, but their body language tells you something different.
Oh, yeah,
I'm fine. But, you know, looking at their body, yeah, they're slumped over. They're not really fine. And if you're not there present to be able to see that, you're unable, really unable, to raise a healthy, confident, happy child.
This one part, I'm going to go back to number two. That's why they can read it. I love this part. You said divorce is on the list with other adverse childhood experiences like reoccurring physical and emotional abuse, growing up with sexual abuse, or a family member in jail.
Yes. The ACE Consortium, which is held at Phoenix Children's Hospital here in Arizona. ACEs is the adverse childhood experience that has happened to a child between the ages of 0 and 18 that causes extreme stress. It interrupts their brain healthy function, and it makes them look at the world as constant danger. And we often are, as a society, and people are well aware of what a family member in jail does to a family,
yes,
what sexual abuse does to a family.
Yes.
But guess what? Divorce is on that list of those 10 identifiable ACEs that is just as serious as being in jail or sexual abuse. And when you hear that, you have to look at your divorce differently, knowing that your child needs you to heal, like you said, hurt people, needs you to heal in order to help them recover.
That is so powerful. I hope everyone out there listening are just getting this information, because we are quick to fight. We are quick to blame. We are quick to accuse. And you're taking strength. You're taking power. You're taking positive spirit. You're stripping yourself down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's affecting your diet. It's affecting your blood pressure. It's affecting your look. Your eyes are just, you look tired all the time. You're angry. You stop stripping yourself down. Number four, you got decide to be a cooperative co-parent. Now, what if you are trying to be the best co-parent, but this other person on the other end is just, if you say the sky is blue, they say the sky is green.
Is the sky green?
Of course it's not.
Well, then who cares what they say?
And I love that. Now, back that up.
I back it up because people will say anything to get your goat. We just saw pretty much that on Sunday night at the debate, did we not?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay, and so if they're speaking truth, then you have the opportunity to say, oh, you know what? What they said is true about me. Now, how am I going to deal with that? If everything they're saying has nothing to do with the truth of the matter, has nothing to do with you, let them say what they want to say. Do not react.
There you go. Don't react, because that's all they want is a reaction. Some people are so angry at their other spouse, just to have you cuss them out or yell at them on a text or email or even leave a voicemail to them, he or she is communicating with me. It may be an angry way, but at least I got their attention.
Exactly.
Don't do that.
Exactly.
Somebody might shoot you a two-paragraph, evil, mean-spirited email. You respond with like 13 words or less.
Well, here's what I did. Like I said, at the beginning of our divorce, which was my choice because our family, in my opinion, and it has been proven that it's right, was very unhappy. We were dysfunctional. And so in the beginning, my former husband would write me an email. And Vance, when you take care of yourself, because we are all energy, I believe that, we can feel things. And I would go to my computer and I could feel the barrage of anger coming to,
yes,
me from that email before,
yeah,
I even opened it. So the first thing is self-control, putting my oxygen mask on. This is my home. The email came to me. I don't have to open it
today.
Come on now. I don't have to open it at all. But if I choose to open it and I read it and I find something that is absolutely untrue, I don't need to respond to that.
There you go.
If I find something that is valuable for our children, I get to take as many breaths, pauses that I need in order to respond in a short, informational, succinct way.
Informational, not intimidational.
Yes.
I know that's not a word, but you know what I'm saying.
I do.
Choose hope-filled words that motivate you and your children to move forward.
That is so valuable. We have vocabulary here, and we have become so desensitized to the words that are important and very highly sensitized to the words that demean and hurt us. And so when you're talking about this transition, and that's what I see divorce as, it is not a broken family, because think about a child who's 3 years old. What's in their world most often? Toys, right?
Yes.
And so toys break. They're not made as well as they were when I was little.
Right.
So if my toy breaks, what does mom and dad do? They throw it away. Now, if you talk about your family being broken, a three-year-old's going, oh, so maybe my family's going to get thrown away?
Mm-hmm.
So it's so valuable to choose hope-filled words, not only to motivate yourself with your behavior, but for your child to know we're not stuck here.
Sharon, we got two more, but of course we're not done, but we're out of time. How can people get in touch with you to get this article and to get in touch with you for some coaching, mentoring? How can they get in touch with you? And let's plug where you're going to be in November one more time.
Okay. My website is Sharon@thewholefamilycoaching.com. This article can be found on a group that I'm in called Divorcetown USA. Divorcetown USA. My cell phone that you can reach me and call me is 480-420-9551. Please consider, if you're in the area, coming to Mesa for Healing After Divorce Workshop. It's going to be at Roosevelt Elementary School in Mesa on Valencia Road, and it's Mondays, November 7th. 14 and 21.
Thank you so much, Sharon. Thank you for tuning into the Father Matters Show. Send us your questions or comments to info@fathermatters.org. Thank you to my engineer, Jeremy Siegel. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you, and God bless.